Go time, Dawn.
Please.
We're going.
Yes. All right. Arge.
Thanks. All right, committee. Thanks for bearing through that with me. It's 11:30. We are out of recess. Treasurer Littleton is on the line. Treasurer Littleton?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what'd you figure out?
Well, first of all, we were trying to come up with where the $4 million came from, and I'm showing that Scholarship America awarded on September 21st, they awarded $2.4 million for 2020 school year, and then for the previous school year for 2019, they've done, well, actually part of that was 2019, 500,000 was 2019, but for total for 2019 is 8.1, but I'm not seeing where the $4 million came in.
Jordan, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
I asked Scholarship America when they received their most recent drawdown. They replied that they requested it on July 21st, and that they received the money, $4 million, on August 3rd.
Okay, so Treasurer Littleton, are you familiar with that transaction?
Yeah, so you say on what date, Jordan?
August 3rd.
Okay, let me check on that. Hold on.
The Congress members should have an email in their inbox received on Monday at 4:11 p.m. That includes my correspondence with Katie May of Scholarship America, where she confirms receiving $4 million on August 3rd.
Committee, perhaps while they're maybe in Treasury still researching some of those numbers, we could get into some other issues. Congressman Potts, did you have something else you wanted to discuss?
Well,
better you
I'm happy to remain on this topic. I mean, there is some
I believe the discussion was surrounding whether or not we have the funds available in that fund to be able to reduce the appropriation this year. And I think as we can see, I requested that Jordan follow up with Scholarship America to look at that drawdown. And if that's the risk of reiterating what I said yesterday, sometimes there's a lag between those drawdowns and the report, the revolving fund balance report that we received from accounting, which appears to be the case. Otherwise, I think we'd see the $4 million figure in the spent calendar year number for 2020 reflected on that report, because Scholarship America has received that, and that's been confirmed by Scholarship America. So what we would have would at least be $4,869,000 remaining in the revolving fund in accounting. That's not sufficient to pay for the graduate degree incentives, any of the career training that comes out of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund, any of the administrative fees, and any of that kind of spring, that winter term, winter quarter, I think is what they call it. So if we were to reduce the appropriation, what we would end up with inevitably is this time next year, you're going to be about, well, however much you reduce it, you're going to be that short as we head into students meeting the drawdown in July of 2021. There's just not going to be enough funding there if we reduce the appropriation. I also did a little bit further research to confirm, Mr. Chairman, per our conversation yesterday, you said it doesn't happen all the time. And I agreed. So I did do the research to figure out exactly when the last time this happened was. And we found, Jordan and I found ONCA 1473, which was in September of 2014, September 17th, so almost 6 years to the day. We being Congress, reduced the appropriation from to $7,969,593 to $4,050,000. So it appears as though we saw the same thing we're seeing today. $8 million in the funds. We can cut $4 million out, save a few dollars here, and not have to appropriate that money right now. But as Jordan indicated, that proved to be an insufficient amount, I believe is what he said, because it was April of 2015. So just a few months later, the Congress had to come back in with ONCA 1495. And appropriate specifically to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund $3,868,318. So I say it quite often here, if we don't learn from our mistakes of the past, we're doomed to repeat them. We've seen this before. We've made this call once before. It ended up coming back to us in the middle of the fiscal year. We see it again today. We don't have an accurate report on the revolving fund balances in front of us right now. We know it's at least $4 million off based on the amount of money received by Scholarship America. And so I'm not comfortable cutting this appropriation amount at all at this point. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, let's go down that road just a little bit. Let's say the $4 million has not been reflected in the report. So let's just use $4.8 million. Let's just go to $4 million, right? Okay, we have an $8.7 million request on the table currently. So that would be $12.7 million that could potentially be in the fund to get us through the rest of this semester, through the spring, through next summer, and pay for the following fall. That's what we need. Would you agree with that? Those are the costs, including the administrative fees, the incentives.
Career tech, we've also seen that expenditures for drug testing for the internship, externship programs coming out of this fund. So yes, right, there are multiple.
Right. But be that as it may, we have a historical perspective on how much has been spent out of the fund. So can we just say, let's use $12.7 million and do a forecast? It appears to me that two reports up here. Okay. Let's just say, would it be safe to just use $4 million per semester, spring, summer, Congressman Potts? Would you think that would be a conservative number to use, a safe number to use? Hey, well, I would. I'm going to use it. Sure. So, okay, so it would appear to me that we need about $2.1 million to get through this fall. Okay, so taking away, if you've got $4 million left in the fund, we're down to $2 million. I know these are just, this is only for discussion's sake. Not throwing darts at the wall. Okay, so get spring in there, right? So that would be, we only had the $4 million left. That would get us $2 million in the hole. So we would know we would at least need $2 million. Say there's $750,000 for the summer. Let's just call it $1 million. So we're $3 million in the so-called hole. Get us through the next fall. Use $4 million again. There's $7 million. Okay? That is not too far off of the $8.7 million request in existing the legislation. Anybody want to kind of chime in and say, yeah, that sounds about right. That's a good, at least a ballpark figure, give or take $1 million. I'm not trying to be flippant here. I'm just, we need to figure out what the number needs to be.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Congressman Maker.
I think this is all, you know, very good discussion and going back in the history of our scholarship. But I think we have to be conservative because we don't know what the future holds. If we have a bad fall of flu and COVID and who knows what else, and we have another shortfall or revenue failure, whatever you want to call it, we're going to be in a bind. So we need to keep that in mind, too.
Committee.
Congressman Walker, Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
So, the comment earlier about, you know, just let's put this discussion on the table about, you know, how much do we really need in there to fulfill the obligations, and looking at forecasting and looking at trends and all that stuff. And then the conversation about, you know, reduction in appropriation and, you know, putting that conversation on the table, and then adding the much, which I agree with Congressman Maker, you know, and I've heard all of us at different times make comments about what the future does or doesn't hold. Well, none of us really ever know, regardless if we're in a pandemic or not. And so, you know, nobody wants to have to take less or do life with less. And I, you know, we've all had to learn how to do with less, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to be honest with you. My life was a lot easier when I didn't have as much money and make as much money as I do now, because it was easy to say, no, we can't afford that, or we shouldn't spend our money on this, or we spend our money on that, and had to prioritize. And we all talk about that, prioritizing. So if we're going to talk about reductions in an appropriation, which we're just talking about it, it's just discussing it, you know, we need to discuss along the lines of what Congressman Maker was alluding to, and the fact that, you know, the money that we're going to appropriate isn't even in our bank account anywhere. It's a projection. And I'm ready to start the discussion on looking at, you know, granted, the executive presented a budget to us that continues to fund it, you know, at the level it's pretty much been funded at, talking about the higher education scholarship, you know, and we've all had conversations about we've got to be a little bit more conservative on everything that we do. And what's interesting to me is that we have those conversations and sometimes they're here on the airways where we say, you know, we really need to put some money back in our permanent fund. We really need to save a little more here, save a little more there. And then we have some of the same Congress people saying that we need to do this, but then at the same time saying, but we have to fund this fully because it's needed. And so it's just that balancing act that we have to do. So I'm ready to put on the table a discussion of decreasing, you know, a lot of appropriations so that we aren't in a bind like we were, you know, when our all of our casinos closed their doors. I'm just going to say it out here. You know, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm not pointing fingers. I just want to, something that I need to get off, you know, that I just really need to say is that an executive, please don't take this in a derogatory manner. I just wish that the asking price for what these budgets are, I guess you could say, was less. And it's not. It's what's on our table is this pretty much the same amounts that we've been going through the last, you know, 2 years that I've been on here. And I really expected there to be less of an ask, honestly, and more of a conservative, you know, approach, because we don't have what we don't have and we're appropriating money that we haven't even made yet. I don't know if our constituency truly understands, and it's not their fault that they truly don't understand. I don't think that they know what would you call the nuts and bolts or their inner workings. It's a projection. We're appropriating money to spend on a projection on what we think we're going to make, and cross our fingers that our casinos possibly don't shut down again. So I've gone on and on. I do apologize for the length of it. I think we can do more on less. I know we can do more on less. And that's the discussion that I want to have. And if nobody else does, that's their opinion. Thank you.
Okay, so looking at the revolving fund report from 2015 through 2018, spent calendar year, 8.5, 8.7, 8.4, 8.6. We have a $8.7 million request. I think it's safe to say that we have at least $4 million remaining in the fund and need, give or take, but probably less than $2 million to get us through this fall. And that's, I know those are big numbers, but that seems pretty clear to me. Using big numbers, it would appear that we are considering an appropriation that is around $2 million more than what we need. I'm not advocating that we reduce the appropriation request by $2 million. I'm just saying that's what the numbers tell me, and I feel relatively confident about that. Again, I would not support a $2 million reduction, but for discussion's sake. It looks very clear to me, just looking at trends, what we have remaining in the balance, or at least what we think. Anyone else?
Chair Walker.
Speaker Pratt.
Thank you. Well,
I know we're throwing some more numbers around, but I'm still not clear what the numbers are. I don't know that at the moment anyone is. The discussion we left off with just a few minutes ago was just not really having clarity on when there was a drawdown of $4 million. Earlier, I don't recall if the treasurer confirmed that he could see the drawdown of the $4 million or not when he was on the phone the first time. And then he stated an $800,000 drawdown on September 8th. And then I didn't catch the date, but then there was a $64,000 management fee. And then maybe or maybe not a $4 million payment to Scholarship America on August 3rd. And I would like some clarity on that. And
Chairman Walker,
I would also like some clarity on to make sure that the rest of the fund, because this is all going to play a role in the entire amount of what is appropriated. So I think we need to have that information, and I would like to get off of here and give them, you know, the direction to go back and get this accounting right and come back at the end of the day with a new report. So they have like 4.5 hours to come back with, to go and do. I mean, the treasurer said that there were still people entering some things. And so I think that needs to happen. And so I, you know, question, has everything been entered on all the other reports? Because I don't want to have this conversation again, because the other funds are going to play a role also. And this is what we do at this time of the year, every year. And, you know, I just wish that there was more time and people, whatever happens over there, dedicated specifically to this right here. It's in the Constitution that we do so. And we need complete dedication to the accounting of all of this, because we rely on the Treasury work to be done so that we can do ours. And so I would just say we need to take another look at this later and wait for the numbers. And I would send a request to the treasurer that they work on particularly this fund, but the rest, and have it to us by the end of business today. That's my thoughts.
All right, thank you for that. I think I heard Treasurer Lotion chime in a little bit ago. Treasurer Lotion, that's you?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I'm a little embarrassed of this whole discussion. We found the problem when we updated our revolving fund balance report. We went back to August 1 and came forward. The $4 million draw that Jordan found actually came out of the account on July 31. We and the people that were doing that reconciliation thought that July had been taken care of. So with that, I have contacted, we have started the reconciliation of all the funds. We're also looking at the bank balance. We're working on bank balance reports. Not trying to offer excuses, but we have four vacancies in the accounting department right now. And people are working on things they've never worked on before. They're trying to do the best job they can, but the buck stops with me. And so with that said, we will work through it as fast as we can to get the correct answers to you. And again, I apologize, but the $4 million should be subtracted from the 8.8, just as you assumed. And with that, I'm open to any questions.
Committee.
Chair Walker.
Congressman Tillman, was that you?
That was me. I think, was somebody else trying to at the same time?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's either that or maybe somebody doesn't have their
phone. So, Congressman Potts, was that you?
Yes, sir, and I'll yield to Tillman.
Well, I just, you know, a lot of thoughts that go on around your head, and we talk about our students, our direct services to our Osage students, you know, this scholarship. It's been very critical, very important to many, many of them for a long time, and what a blessing it has been. And I know the status economically, we have done some good things with the only revenue source that we have. Their last meeting that with their comments were very encouraging. I think the money is there. I'm against any sort of reduction to our Osage students, and especially in you look at an economic downturn, and you know, historically when that happens, more people are going to go back to school, and I want to serve those folks as best we can. To me, any sort of reduction and having to come back later in the year and reappropriate it again, I'm just for leaving it in the fund, leaving it alone. Let's be confident and move on to other issues that we have. And that's just what the comment I wanted to make. I'm not for any sort of reduction for our Osage students. Thanks.
Chair Walker.
Was that Congresswoman Lemon?
No, it's Angela.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Speaker.
Thanks. Is the committee intend for this to go to appropriations?
Well, let's consider what our options are.
Okay.
Report it as reviewed and report it with the other sections and let the appropriations committee handle it with the rest of the workload. I could request an emergency meeting and we could rekindle this conversation tomorrow, hopefully with better information from the Treasury's office. Could meet in 2 days. I'm open for suggestions. And I am fine with passing it out as being reviewed, but I'm also fine if the committee wants to keep it within our jurisdiction. I understand that. I've been on both sides.
Mr. Chair, this is Maker.
And Congressman Maker, you have the floor.
Well, as we all know, this has been discussed. I think this is the third time. And so it has been reviewed. So as for passed out with any kind of a recommendation, we have not done that yet. But it definitely has been reviewed.
Agree. Anyone else?
There.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not ready for this to move out just yet. I think there's still some unanswered questions regarding the revolving fund balance report. And then I also did quite a bit of research last night, again, on the single subject rule. So I need a little bit more clarification from legislative counsel and to present some of those arguments to this committee. So at this time, I'm not ready for it to move out of committee.
Chairman.
Speaker.
Did you say rekindle earlier? Because I would agree we can rekindle in this committee. I'll rekindle as well.
In this committee?
Yeah. Because it's either we can continue, we're on the track of knowing what we need, what we're looking for, and you know, we're kind of knee deep in right now. So I would say let's go ahead and finish it up. Right here. Man,
I can adjourn it and it would stay parked right there.
Has plenty to do. I'm sorry, sir. What?
I said that's fine with me. I can adjourn us right now and it would stay parked right there. And you and I can figure out when the next meeting time needs to be.
Yes, sir.
Or somebody can make the postponement section 34. Somebody's going to, then.
Chair, I'll make a motion to postpone the committee meeting.
Second.
Motion to postpone section 34 to the call of the chair. And seconded, discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No. Brandy.
One no. Okay, one no. Motion passes. We're at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn. Maker.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. We're adjourned.